Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Dean Chiambo is partner and chief relationship builder with Armanino. They are one of the nation's largest CPA and accounting firms. Welcome back to the show, Dean.
George, I'm happy to be back. Second time here. Let's do this, baby.
Let's go. Refresh our memory, Dean. Tell us a little bit more about your work, a little bit about your personal life, and why you do what you do.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Let's see. First off, I'm a dad, married to my wife. I got one 13-year-old daughter, PQ. Got two Bernie Doodles. Been with my wife for a long time. I think 28 years. I love all of that stability in my life. At work, like you said, I'm a partner at Armanino. I also lead our Northern California marketplace. I'm our technology industry leader, and I sit on our board of partners. Why do I do it all? Because I love it. I'm not going to lie. Like, there's a lot of things you could go do. You got to love it. Just because I say I love it doesn't mean it's hard. It's hard, George. Things are hard. That's just the way it goes. But I love what I do, and I love my team.
Excellent. Things are hard. I love doing hard things as well. 28 years of marriage. Way to go.
28 years of marriage. Oh, my, this is going to blow your mind. 23 years at Armanino.
Wow.
I don't know what that says. Maybe I like the stability more than I think. I don't know where I like. I don't know.
It's an interesting thing, and it looks like you're 35 years old, so you got married pretty young, buddy. All right. So I don't know how long it's been since we chatted, but what have you been up to? What's new?
Yeah, what's new? I think since the last time we talked. If you look at the date of that podcast to now, if you think about what's just taken over, everybody's talking about AI, George. AI is everywhere. I'm here in the San Francisco Bay Area. I was out at an event last night, and we were in this, it was called Future of Finance, and we're there in a brewery garden, okay? And this young guy comes up to me, and he's like, what do you guys got going on? There's like, you know, you got like 50 people over here. What is this? And I'm like, oh, this is the future of finance. These are people who, you know, tech execs who want to be CFOs one day. And he's like, oh, really? Go, what do you mean? He's like, well, I'm part of the largest AI collective in the Bay Area. And the Bay Area is the home of AI. We got 10,000 people. And so we literally start talking, and he's like, oh, okay, great. And I don't want to give away his company idea, but he shows it to me on the spot. This kid is a kid. And it was pretty mind-blowing what he was doing as a demo on his phone right then and there. AI is everywhere, and it is taking off, and it is probably the newest thing. NVIDIA, as of yesterday, the most valuable company in the world. Right? They're selling all the picks and shovels to make the AI happen. So yeah, AI is the number one thing on top of everybody's minds, or should be anyway, right now.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's probably going to stick around for longer than NFTs are, Dean. But I guess we're just going to have to wait and see on that one. So
I think so. I think we might have some leg room here.
Shots fired at NFTs. All right. Well, you've always been an active guy as well. We're having this conversation talking about what time we like to get up in the morning and how we'd like to have routines. You have anything new on, you doing anything hard?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you, George. I want to talk about it. I did 75 hard. Actually, let's be real here. I failed at 75 hard, but it was one of the best experiences I ever had. And the results were crazy at failing 75 hard. So let's talk about that too, because I think that 75 hard experience, I extrapolated that to so many other things in my life. And now I just try to do the same things and replicate at work, especially. And it was killer.
So you mentioned that you had gone through that program. And I don't know, it's Andy Frisella, who is CEO, very public entrepreneur, podcaster. He developed it. He calls it a mental toughness program more so than anything else. And I don't know you that well, Dean, but I know you to be a very, very, very mentally tough, physically fit, driven, disciplined, high achieving person. So for you to say that it was one of the hardest things you've ever done is pretty surprising to me.
You know, let me tell you, did I want to do 75 hard? George, hell no. My friend, my partners came up to me and they're like, Dean, we want to do 75 hard. And I was like, well, that's great. You should go do it. I don't need it. That's good, right? I live this, right? This is what I do. And they're like, no, come on, we can do it together. And I was like, you know, I was thinking about my friends, my partners, and I was like, all right, fine. If you're in, I'm in, right? So what is 75 hard? It's drink a gallon of water every day, which is challenging. That's a lot of water. You're going to go to the restroom a lot, right? Read 10 minutes a day. 2 workouts, 45 minutes each, 1 outside. Follow a nutrition plan, no alcohol, right? That was kind of like the parameters. And when you're looking at that, you go into it, and we gave ourselves like 2 or 3 months to think about this and prepare. And then sure enough, here we go. January 1, just like everybody else. And I'm not a challenge guy. I don't like challenges, right? Okay. To me, challenges are meh, right? Like you ride the wave, I'm good, whatever. So here we go. We kind of prep for it. And let me tell you what it did. And this is key, right? I also heard this in a George Slootman podcast. He's a former CEO of Snowflake and a lot of other technology companies. What he always says is narrow the focus. And you think about those things that I just mentioned and you're like, how am I going to get that all done? But the reality is you actually start to think of, I'm just going to focus on this, and it becomes your focus. So gallon of water, that turned easy. I was drinking 40 ounces of water before 5:30 in the morning. I had 40 ounces done. Easy, right? We're well on our way.
Yeah.
That one, easy. All right. Just a little check off the box. Doing 2 workouts a day. Okay. That's really hard. 1 outside. That's really hard. Following my nutrition plan that I wanted to do, and it lined up with my CrossFit workouts and my preparation, was I gave up processed flour, processed sugar, and then obviously no alcohol. So that's what I did. The reading, that's a challenge, right? Get your 10 pages in every day. All right, here's the punchline, George. I failed. Did I hit every single one of those metrics every single day? No, I failed at 75 hard. But guess what? I didn't hit every single thing every single day, but I hit 90% of the things every single day. And any day that I missed anything, did I say, oh, well, I failed, it's over, chalk it up, throw it away, done, back to doing whatever I want? No, I just went back to the next day and said, all right, how many of these things can I hit? And guess what? George, you said I was a mentally tough guy. I take that as a huge compliment. I was super mentally tough. I was so locked in, right? I was locked in at work. I was locked in at life. I was locked in at the gym. It got scary. I loved it. I was like, dude, I love this. Even my wife was like, I don't know how you're doing this. But it was because I just focused on these things. Okay, fast forward. Dean said he loved 75 hard, blah, blah, blah. What did it all mean? At the end of the day, and it wasn't my goal, but the ending result was mentally tough, felt great, clarity, and even the most part, I lost 2.5% of body fat.
Wow.
Right? Got to, at my age, I'm 46 years old, I got to 10.5% body fat. And that's, I was awesome. Like, holy cow. But so many things got unlocked because we did this hard thing. George. And I think that like people got to think about that is like, oh my gosh, if you could do this hard thing and find a little community, and we should talk about the little secrets that I found, little enlightenings about doing the 75 hard. Like, it was awesome.
How many people did you do it with? You mentioned some of your business partners.
There you go. We had a team of about, I think, 6 or 7 people.
And how was that?
It was fantastic, right? I think anybody who's going to do something like this, like, find your people. So we had a little chat and we would just say, all right, as we got started, the first, like, every day, everybody was like, I'm in, I got this done, I got this done. And we would, key point, celebrate every small win. Okay, congratulations. And then if there was a day, like say I had to travel, I had to go to New York or something like that. Well, how the heck are you supposed to get in 2 workouts and you know, you travel in New York? Well, I said, all right, well, my first workout is I got to walk all around the airport and I got to do this. And that was 45 minutes of walking. So that was good. And then everybody was like, okay, Dean, don't worry about it. When you land tomorrow, get your workouts in. And so we were very supportive. We celebrated the small wins. We were just a little check in the box. And then it just became this thing of like, hey, man, I don't want to let anybody else down.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Right? So there was just these little things that we did. And all of a sudden, you can just see the group getting tighter. And then, you know, some of my friends were getting amazing results. My partner, Jeff, he lost 35 pounds. He's still losing weight. Right. And so it's just, how do you just keep it going? Keep a little community, keep it tight, support each other, positive culture, no shaming, no anything like that. Work together. That worked really good.
The first time you missed something, did you just crush yourself?
I did. I was like, oh, guys, I'm not going to make it today. I'm not going to make it. Like, it's like I'm running out of time. I'm on a plane. You know what I mean? You're just looking at, I mean, there were times at night, I'm going to lie to you. I'm reading a book. I got my phone on my flashlight here. It's like 1 o'clock, 10:30 at night, and that's late for me. And I'm like trying to get in my 10 minutes of reading. And so, yeah. But that's what I mean. And finally, when I said, hey, guys, not going to happen. I'm going to miss this. And my team was supportive. Do the next right thing. Because you know what? Nobody hits 100% every single time. Nobody, George, you know that.
For sure.
But if you could hit 80% all the time, guess what? You're going to crush it. And so why else did I fail 75 hard, George? Guess what? I only did 5 workouts a week. I only worked out 5 days a week. The guys at my gym, my trainers and everybody, they're like, no, you're not, Dean. You're not going to do seven workouts a week. You're too old for that. And our workouts are too hard. So maybe you can go walk. You can go do things like that. You can do, non-intense workouts. So I only did five workouts a week, but I stayed disciplined in so many other things that the results were insane. And that's really the takeaway from me, is the discipline and the accountability and all of that, George. It just unlocked so many things for me. And then I carried that on to work. And I said, hey, okay, well, can I take this day-to-day, week-to-week focus? Like, hey, like I heard you, I introduced myself. I'm a technology industry leader. I don't know if you're paying attention, but besides AI and the biggest tech companies in the world, like the technology industry is still in some pain, right? There's not many IPOs. There's not many M&As out there. And so it's hard. And so what can you do? I can only control what I can control. So you narrow the focus and you say from a week to week, day to day basics, am I getting the things done that I need to get done? Otherwise, there's lots of things you can worry about and feel like you have no control.
Yeah, it is. I'm guilty of doing all those things you just described, of trying to boil the ocean or whatever the term might be, trying to do it all, but I can't do that. I can't do 75 hard in one day. I can just do one thing after another and focus on the things that I do have control over. And that it refined your focus, if or narrowed your focus or focused your focus. I think that's not surprising. But again, it is, because I do consider you to be such an already focused and hardworking person. So that you got so much out of this is pretty wild.
No, absolutely. I loved it. I'd do it again. I'd do it again in a second, right? Someone tells me, hey, I want to go do this. You need a partner. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And now I try to gamify other things in the same exact way. I've always been that Atomic Habits, big fan of that. But I love this. And how about this, right? When business is hard and maybe you don't have the results you want, something like this, this accountability, this discipline, it became very, because then you could tell everybody, well, here's all the things that I'm doing. Here's all the things that I'm doing. And like, if you have anything to add, please tell me, because I'm emptying the tank every single day. And here's the things that I'm focused on. And if anybody has anything to ask, add, or things or recommendations or anything like that, we're open to it, right? Versus if you're not empty in the tank every day, and that's a different conversation, but this really allowed me to just, like I said, stay narrow, stay tight, and execute. And in times like this, right, if people think that business is easy right now and the phone is ringing off the hook, it's not. So in times like this, you need to know that, hey, we're executing.
So Andy Frisella also has what he talks about as the power list, and maybe that's part of the 75 Hard book and program that I'm not sure of, but his power list it's five things that he knows he has to do every day, and it's separate from the items on 75 Hard. But it strikes me that it's just his whole thing is, how do we help people to better narrow their focus and execute on those things? And you one day builds on the other.
Right, George. And let's be real here. We started this conversation talking about what? AI. You know who are the best people right now when it comes to AI? The laziest people, right? It's insane, because if you showed me, hey, Dean, we have this, this, and this, and it was a mountain of work to do, I'd be like, okay, let's break it down into tasks. Everybody grab your pick. Everybody grab your shovel. Let's get to work, right? Because that's my style. But everybody's like, no, Dean, what you got to do is you got to be lazy, and you actually have to pick up the AI, and you got to start talking to it, and you got to think about it, and you got to use it. And the more that you use it and you challenge it to do things, guess what? If you integrate it into your workflow, it's going to shorten the distance. It's going to shorten the gap. And then you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get results that I didn't anticipate. That is what's happening now. So that's kind of how I'm tying all this together right now. Like, I use AI every single day. And I try to involve, I try to include it everywhere. My 13-year-old daughter, George, I said, hey, I need you to download a couple apps. They're AI apps. I need you to download them to your phone. I'm using them. I need you to start using them every day. And she looked at me, George, and she went like this. And I go, why? Why, PQ? What's up with that? She goes, Dad, we're not allowed to use that at school. And I go, and that's the exact wrong mindset of a lot of folks today. Now, is AI perfect? George, no, it's not perfect. We know that. But can it, but the exercise of using it and, you know, learning faster and like all of that, that is what you need to be thinking about today. Like if you think, okay, I'm just going to wait for my aha moment and, you know, 2 years from now, it'll be perfect and too late. You're going to be so far behind.
What a fascinatingly human thing that we will do with it too, because say, you know what? I don't need to do that. That's just not for me. It's not for my industry. There's 1,000 reasons to just push that off my desk and keep doing what I'm doing versus what you're talking about. So what is that entry point? Because it is intimidating. It's new. It's I don't get it. So how do I start?
Obviously, just like anything else, you start small. But I think you just be comfortable with making errors. Because people talk about the prompts that you need for AI, right? Well, don't overthink it. Just ask it a question. Just tell it something. And start there and see what happens. And then you're going to get an answer. You're going to be like, well, that's not exactly what I was looking for. So you're going to guess what you're going to do naturally. You're going to refine your question because you're going to pretend like, George, if you and I were having a conversation and you gave me an answer and it wasn't exactly what I was asking, I'd go, huh, okay, let me think how I can ask that question in a better way. And so me personally, I like to use it for a lot of like just sometimes as a thought partner. I'll like to talk to people as thought partners, but sometimes to prepare myself for that conversation, I'll just ask a couple questions on a specific topic. And you're like, oh, okay, great. That does make sense. I've read that in a book before. I heard that in a management class. I saw that in a different place. And it just does things faster. We all know there's so much information in our heads today. It kind of, again, narrows things. You can validate it on your own and then you can take it on. But what you got to do is you got to use it.
Pick up the hammer and start swinging it.
The end of the day. Come on, George. We know that.
1,000%. Yeah. You said something. I'm not sure if it was actually before we hit recording or afterwards. You said that everything you want is on the other side. And I think that that's so true of getting your butt out of bed in the morning, even though if you don't feel like it, it's entering that first prompt into the AI, even if you don't feel like it or if you're unsure. So maybe we can close with some thoughts on that.
Exactly right. How about this? You know, my daughter trying to pass on everything I have to her, right? She's 13 years old, going to high school next year. I'm so proud of her. I said, Presley, good job in your CrossFit class today. I'm so proud of you. Dad, I don't know why you tell me you're proud of me when you make me do it. And I just started laughing and I said, you know what? The ability to do the things that you don't want to do, but you know are necessary, is a superpower. Because most people don't do it. And if you want to separate yourself and find a little bit of wiggle room and find anything else that you want out of your life, go ahead and start doing all the things you don't want to do.
Amen. That's amazing. Well, Dean, thanks so much for coming back on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
Hit me up on LinkedIn, Dean Quiambo from Armanino, or that on Instagram, at Dean_CPA. Let's connect. I love chatting. You can see my link tree there and book a meeting with me.
Love it. If you enjoyed as much as I did, show Dean your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Find him on LinkedIn and Instagram, and I'll link all the places on the interwebs that we can run into Dean. But certainly take his advice and start tapping into that superpower, which is our ability to do hard things that we don't necessarily want to do, but we execute anyway. Thanks again, Dean.
Of course. Been great.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.